How are you preparing for the future? Hi, this is Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. A study at Stanford used virtual reality to increase retirement savings among 20-somethings. Half the group they studied saw digital representations of themselves in a virtual reality environment, but the other half saw aged morph versions of themselves. Both groups were instructed to allocate money toward a hypothetical retirement savings account. Now, those who saw their current selves saved an average of $74, but those who saw their future selves more than doubled that amount. Human nature prefers the present. We associate happiness with material prosperity, bigger cars, fancier homes, gourmet food, and luxury vacations right now. But nowhere is that philosophy found in the Bible. The psalmist said we're to live like the ant who gathers provisions in the harvest. We have to consciously connect the present with the future, because what we do today always impacts our tomorrow. You can't prepare for the future when trying to stay current or to catch up. Sacrifices have to be made. Things like decreasing your spending, eliminating what's not truly necessary. Do you really need cable TV? Do you really need to drive the car you drive? Do you really need that cell phone plan? We have to be forward-thinking and sacrifice today's wants for tomorrow's needs. So pray, set some goals, and take action today. And if credit card debt's a problem, I recommend Christian Credit Counselors. They can create a debt management plan just for you. For more information, call the Crown Helpline at 800-722-1976 or visit crown.org/CCC.